Hey guys, Lance Erline here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
No, hate the Lakers. Dell and I were just talking. Austin Reeves. Oh, he hit a wide open three to win the game. Who cares? It's the Lakers.
You
who
would
cares?
Love Austin Reeves on the Rockets because he's a shooter. You're always complaining about
we
lack
do need
of
a
shooting.
Yeah.
29-14-10 for Austin Reeves as the Lakers without LeBron go into Milwaukee and win. So not that the Rockets were catching them. They're chasing the Warriors who got a win last night as well. But that could be your matchup.
Listen, I need the Lakers to lose too, right? Because it could be the Warriors. It could be the Lakers. We take their place.
We want them both to lose.
Yeah, but the Lakers are going to be much more difficult to catch.
Milwaukee's such a bunch of tricks. I saw that layup that Anthony. How about Anthony Davis play 53 minutes? There's no. Do we have proof of life on him this morning?
He might be. He may have had a wheelchair getting out of there.
Did a monster game. 34-22. Played 53 minutes. But man, they lost a game. Like. The Heat can't handle their business. The Bucks can't handle their business. And you're right. I want as many teams to lose as possible. Lakers are going to be tough to catch. But you want to at least have two different opportunities. So we'll see.
Anthony Davis has played 68 games this year.
How about that?
With what, 10 to go? That is not usual.
When's the last time he played 70 games in a season?
I'll look that up. He hasn't played 70 games since 2017. He played 75, and he's hovered around 60. Actually, let me look again. Yeah, he's never played more than 62 games as a Laker. He's already at 68. He played 56 last year, so he's gonna get to 70 plus.
And when's the last time he did that?
2018. Excuse me, with the Pelicans.
He hasn't done that for the previous five years?
Just look at the stars of this league. He's not alone.
So have you noticed, though, that this year, now that David Silver called it out.
David Silver?
Not
the
David
guy
Silver,
from 90210?
Adam Silver called it out. Have you noticed that he said, we're not going to do this, teams will get fined if you do this for back-to-back games, and If you're
considered a star player,
you got to play 65 to get consideration for these awards or whatever. Have you noticed all of a sudden everyone's magically healthier? I don't see as much.
Well, Kawhi is playing over
load
60.
Management. Kawhi all of a sudden can play. Like, it makes you think that guys literally just sat out and just wanted to collect money for doing nothing. I mean, literally, that's what it looks like. All of a sudden, Zion's magically better and he feels like himself. Well, he lost weight, but he lost weight in season.
He lost 25 pounds since the in-season tournament. I believe that's the number. Since he was,
remember how terrible he was
and
in that
people
final
were on
game?
Him. Stephen A. Well, Stephen A's been ripping him since, but Stephen A. Reported, or the Pelicans leaked it out, that they were unhappy with him and his weight. And
but they've been doing that.
Yeah, and he lost 25 pounds in season.
Yeah, and he's playing really well. And it's amazing what happens when guys try, they actually play, the league's in better shape. It's almost like exactly everything we thought was true. Guys were just not playing, just collecting money because they wanted free money and not to play. Now all of a sudden, the health has never been better. Just guys are healthy. I think I saw 23-26% fewer games missed due to injury. So the health magically is better this year.
Joel Embiid will say, not so fast. I will still miss games.
Well, yeah, Joel Embiid is but that's been his brand since
he's been injured
since
college. He's missed time.
But his are real.
That's true.
I don't doubt that Joel Embiid is hurt.
In fact, some people believe he re-aggravated what he's now dealing with because he was rushing back to play, mostly because of award season. He wanted to qualify for awards, and that hampered him, and now obviously he won't. And his Sixers are in the play-in right now because he's unavailable.
You know, the guy who you hate more than anybody on the planet, John, James Harden.
You hate James?
I love James Harden.
James Harden, you can say what you want, but James Harden this year has played. Now, you know, there have been, this is kind of crazy.
Did you?
James in 2021 is the COVID year. James played, wait a minute, 10 games started in the COVID year, but they played almost an entire season.
Well,
no, 2020, 2021. Oh, that's right. He was traded that year.
Yes.
And then in Brooklyn, he played 35 games. What was his injury? He only played 45 games that year. What was his injury? Do you remember?
In Brooklyn? I don't remember. Well, he was traded to Philly, remember?
In the next year. Not the first year. He played 35 with the Rockets. He played 10. He started 10. So he played a grand total of
What happened to him.
45. Then the next year, he was traded, but he had played 65, which was low for him. Last year, he only played 58. This year, he's played 64. So actually, James's total games have come down since his Rocket years.
He's older.
Yeah, because with the Rockets, he was going to get into the 70s for sure. He is getting older, but he'll still get over 70 games this year. Yes. He's at 64 right now, but you know, he's playing 34.7 minutes a game, 36 last year, 37. Like, James is a freaking horse.
Did you see his act against, the Clippers act against the Pacers?
The Clipper, remember?
Wow.
Remember when the Clippers were rolling and everything was great? That has changed.
Do you know that James
they are not that team.
Do you know James has the highest three-point percentage this year of his entire career?
Really?
39.6%.
It's I would imagine he's forcing, getting more open looks.
And he's not forcing as many
He's shooting
shots.
Less. Yeah.
It's coming more. Like, he's averaging 6.8 three-pointers per game with the Rockets. At his highest, he was averaging 13.2 threes a game, followed by 12.4. So 3 years in a row, he averaged 10 or more threes a game. But his three-point percentage last year was 38.5. This year, it's 39.6. It's gone up since he doesn't take as many shots because he's taking better shots.
They've lost six of their last nine. They did go on that run where everybody's like, oh, this is it. They're the best. Well, maybe not so much.
It's the ebbs and flows of the season.
Yeah.
Denver and Oklahoma City, are battling out for the top seed. Minnesota's a little bit behind them. The Clippers have fallen way back. They're likely going to be in that 4-5, whether it be against the Pelicans or the Mavericks.
Can you trust them anyway?
The Clippers?
Well, can you trust James Harden ever?
No.
Can you trust playoff P?
You can trust Kawhi.
Can you trust the health of Kawhi?
Can you trust his health? Yeah.
And Paul George the
he's
same way.
Now that he's not.
We'll see. All it takes is he was healthy going into last year's series against the Suns, and then it went away really quickly. That's his issue. We'll see. Paul George the same way, really. Even beyond the playoff P stuff, he's a guy who you feel like is one tweaked ankle away from changing the entire complexity of a series. They're older. That's what the Clippers are dealing with. And then you have Mr. Dependable, James.
Mr. Playoffs. Mr. Clutch.
Mr.
Well, we know why he's in L.A., because he doesn't want all that on his shoulders. He went there because he's the third wheel.
No, remember before the season started, I want to get back to James. I want the ball in my hands. I want to run the show. And so he goes to the Clippers where he's got Leonard Kawhi and Paul George.
Can y'all be honest about this? Like, I'd like for you not to be try to play games and think you're funny or try to – I want you to be honest, okay? Be honest. Do you want James to fail in the playoffs?
Yes.
I don't want him to fail. I expect it, but I don't root against him.
It's kind of fun. Like, I hate to be a hater, and it's a hater thing to say you want him to be bad in the playoffs. But at this point, it kind of validates, like – I just think he needs to cap his career with always being terrible.
Wait a minute. After all the times that he failed
in elimination games,
we're going to root for him? It's not a hater.
Well, number one, it's not my team.
He didn't do it here. Why would we want him to do it with the Clippers?
Well, you're rooting against him.
Yeah, because
you're actively rooting against
the
player.
We rooted for him to do it here, but he didn't.
You're actively rooting. He's not on your team.
Fatted his way out of here.
He's not on your team. That makes you a hater. I'm telling you, I'm a hater.
Brooklyn.
I'm a hater. I'm admitting it. You're not admitting
you're a hater?
Out of
Philadelphia, out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you root for him? Why?
Well, because maybe you like James. You said you liked him.
No, I rooted for him.
Do you like him?
No.
That's what I said. You tried to counter me.
I don't like him.
I don't dislike
him. No, I don't hate him. I said I don't like him.
I don't like or dislike him. I'm not going to root against him. I expect him to fail because that's what he does.
I do too, but I am just going to tell you. Yes, you can mark me down as a hater. That's fine. I realize this is hater activity. John is not accepting he's got hater activity. I'm accepting.
No.
This is hater. This is haterish.
I
want James to fail because it's just kind of
What I've heard
it's
about
fun at this point.
James the person. What I've heard about Deshaun the person. I'm not rooting for him. I don't have to like him. They're not likable. I don't want a lot, and I'm not going to like him, and I'm not going to root for him.
But do you actively want him to fail?
I don't want them to succeed.
Your Honor.
Hostile witness.
Your Honor.
He won't answer the question.
See, you just won't admit it.
No.
I am admitting it. I'm willing to wear this shawl, this zesty shawl. And I'm saying, I know that I want James to fail because it makes for more fun.
Well,
Twitter's more fun. The memes are more fun. He did it with us in elimination games. He's done it in Brooklyn. He's really did it in Philadelphia. Like, it's kind of a thing now where you have one of the greatest scorers in the history of the game. One of the great creators, one of the most efficient scorers. And for him to end his career as, like, he's always known as Elimination James.
But he won't get blamed for this one because he's going to. No. Not only will he defer to Kawhi and Paul George, he will defer to Russell Westbrook,
but
too.
We all know that. If James doesn't play well, though, everyone's going to be. We're all searching for the box score.
Well, you are, sure. But
no, everyone is.
But he's not going to take the heat for this one. It'll be George and Kawhi because James is going to be the fourth option on purpose. He's going to make sure.
A lot of passing.
Russell Westbrook gets shots. He's going to make sure Norman Powell gets shots. Hey, I'm the point guard.
Listen,
here.
He should make sure Norman Powell gets shots.
I'm just telling you.
Now, Westbrook?
James is in a perfect spot for him. Look, I'm a distributor.
Yeah.
Two guys are the stars. Hey, I'm getting Norm his shots. I'm making sure Russell.
Well, he's only averaging 17
points. But it's the same thing that happened in Philadelphia. Only Embiid after the game where he had, 14 points?
No, but James is the
number
two.
He was like, man, we can't do it all.
But James
didn't do anything.
James is a clear number two there. Here, he loves it because he's the number three slash. He's not number four.
He's not the four.
But his assist total's high, but he's only averaging 17 points a game, so he legitimately could just go. Like, look for 20 assists and four points.
Last game against the Pacers, 11 points and 7 assists.
For who?
James.
That's it?
That's it.
How many shots did he take?
Not many. 7.
Well, that's what he wants. He wants to be a guy who, hey, I'm just here to make sure the offense works.
And they got destroyed. They got destroyed.
Yeah, they didn't get any stops.
No. He was 3 of 7, 11 points, 7 assists.
That's what you're gonna see.
One game. Like, I looked at his studs, his assistant.
During this time where they're struggling, he has been.
I'm listening.
When was the last time James Harden led the Clippers in scoring?
That's not his job, John. He's a distributor. When's the last time he led him in assists?
Well, he does that.
It's funny you don't ask that about. You didn't ask that about.
Wait a minute,
Magic Johnson.
He's one of the great scorers in NBA history.
That's not his job anymore. He's taking on a new job, assist man.
Thank you.
Distributor. Facilitator.
Orchestrator of the offense.
Now he does lead him every game in assists.
That's his job.
14-10, 14-9. Oh, no. George Highland. Yeah, most games he leads him in assists.
So when the Clippers are down 3-1 in the series and you're asking, where's James? James like, hey, I'm making sure Kawhi and Paul get it.
I'm a hater, but people call you a generational hater.
He is generational.
I'm generational, but not a hater, though.
Oh, that's not true. You are a
generational
giant
talent. What I think.
If your talent was hating, sure.
Time for me to talk. Speaking of talent, Chevron Championship. Let's talk about golf, okay? Because golf is the most important. And it doesn't get any bigger than here. Now, we got more golf right here over this month. We've got the Insperity coming. We've got the Houston Open this week. We've got the Chevron Championship, thechevronchampionship.com. You got to get out there to Carlton Woods, the Nicklaus course. It's beautiful. It is just beautiful. And they closed it. They redid it. it's going to be in perfect shape. And it's going to be the place. And if you've never seen it before, and oh, by the way, if you've never seen the women play, bring your daughter, bring your son, bring your daughter, bring the wife, because it is competition at its best. It's the first championship of the year, and they can play. You're going to love it. If you're a golf fan, this is a place that you have to be. It's April 17th through the 21st. We're going to be out there on the 17th. Want you to come and join us. It's the Chevron Championship. .com. Get your tickets now. TheChevronChampionship.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
9:21 here on the bench, John. I can already hear Paul Miller from Break Plate is out there. The food is out there, so I can hear John's not gonna come and actually do work. It's just me and Dell, the hard workers, the hardest working player. Oh, I'm done. John's got a whole plate now, and it looks like it's a biscuit. It's a biscuit. What do you have? What is that?
Oh, I think it's wow. Is it something? Egg. Well, chef will tell you what it is.
Okay.
Oh my God, that honey is spicy. It's a spicy honey.
Is it zesty?
Are you
or
sure
spicy?
You can handle it? Because you don't like spicy stuff.
I know you don't like spicy food and spicy ear.
Ooh,
stuff.
I love spicy.
You love spicy
not
food?
If it's chicken.
It's oh, yeah. All I eat. I put.
You
Tony's
said
on.
You don't like
Tony
spicy
Sacheray on everything.
Not if it's spicy chicken.
Tony Sacheray's not spicy.
And I don't like it because
you put hot
I like
sauce
my
on
regular
it.
You,
well, you basic. That's
you
why.
Put hot no. sauce on it.
I put hot sauce on something.
I eat spicy.
I love Tony Sacheray on everything. Everything.
But that's not really a hot sauce. That's not spicy.
I said spicy. Yeah, it's spicy.
But not. I mean, spicy is hot.
Yeah. I like hot too. Yeah.
The rumor
is, I put jardinera on my sandwiches every day.
Is jardinera hot?
Yeah, spicy. Yes.
Do you eat jalapenos?
I'm not crazy about jalapenos. The taste of jalapenos.
He don't know nothing about a red chili crisp. He ain't know nothing about that.
Thai chili crisp would give you a little.
John ain't don't know nothing about that.
All I know is I got a sandwich right now, and you don't.
Yeah, because that's going to disappear at some point.
Yeah.
Actually, right. Is the sales staff already.
The sales staff is out there. You got none left. Oh, see, look at now he leaves the show.
You were late to the show. You can't taunt him.
No, he leaves the show.
In this case, you were late, so you can't taunt him.
Are you kidding me? That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
You can talk to yourself.
Okay. What? Where are you? Oh my God! They both left. Do you believe this? Is this not the worst station to work for? The worst people to work with? How about this teammate? Do you think Ryan Elvin would leave the court? Okay, and let everybody else, fend for themselves? No. Ryan Elvin is a great teammate. You two, not so much. I know. Look at this. You got the potato on there and everything. This is a fantastic chef outdid himself. I don't know how you eat this whole thing though. It is huge. He's got biscuits and gravy. It's fantastic, the whole thing.
Biscuits and gravy.
Honey. He's got honey. Oh, yeah. This whole thing is fantastic. It's a knife and fork sandwich.
Yeah.
So we'll have Paul coming in here in a little bit. Rockets at Oklahoma City today. I got a 7-point game. You got 7.5. Do you give them much chance tonight?
I mean, they've been red hot. I really think this is one where you need Alpi, though. I don't give him.
What do you do against Chet Holmgren?
I don't give him a great chance.
You know
like
when
Jabari.
You know when the last week, this past week, we saw Jalen Green was the best player on the planet. Mm-hmm. Who was second? Was Chet Holmgren?
Chet's
been playing
so good,
yeah,
man. And he's not going to win Rookie of the Year because of Wemby, but Wemby is going to turn out to be a generational player. And I don't use that term very, very rarely. I used it about, in hindsight about Jordan. I felt like LeBron was going to be that guy because physically he was just different than anybody I'd seen. And I really felt like he was going to end up being a truly incredible player. May have superseded what I thought, I guess. But I think Wemby's like that too because he has different skill set with a different size. Like this doesn't really exist in a player. But Chet Holmgren, I mean, right now, he's not that far off. Chet plays with good confidence, which I worried about. I know he's light and he's thin, but there's not really many low posts. Like, I saw a stat of low posts. Do you know how few post plays are actually run in the NBA, it's unbelievably low. They don't run post plays for post players other than for like four starters who get over, I think it was like over four post plays or five post plays. It's, the game is completely different, but Chet can step outside. He's got handles. He can shoot. He blocks shots. He'll rebound. Like, man, he's turned into that Oklahoma City team. That was a scrappy team that has turned into a really good basketball team.
Yeah.
And Chet Holmgren's one of the, you know, you didn't get to use him last year. That's fine. But you are this year, and they've made a big jump. The Rockets look like they're starting to make a jump because of the drafts they've had.
So the Thunder are just a half game out of first place.
I know.
Just a half game behind the Nuggets, so they got to play. Minnesota's a game and a half. You've got them coming up as well. You've destroyed the Nuggets this year. I mean, listen, but that was when Alpi was around too. And yet you're playing better than when Alpi was around. So I don't know how to judge this thing. Would you or would you not take the seven tonight?
God, they're
playing.
This is as hot as they've been.
Why not? Tell you this though, they did not look good. They didn't won by 18. They didn't look good against Portland.
No, but you know what?
And that was a bad team they had on the floor.
They typically play pretty good against road teams. I think they're definitely in the game for the first three quarters. You've got a back to back for Oklahoma City. I think the question is, can you hang on? I think they're inside the number. From a point spread standpoint, do I think they'll win? No, I don't think they'll win on the road. Do I think they'll cover the 7 points, 7.5? I think they got a chance, but to me, it's going to be like most of these games have been, where the first three quarters, they look good, and can they stem the tide whenever momentum goes against them? I think that's going to be the question. And it's going to take a big game from Jalen. I don't think you can win these games without Jalen playing well.
Well, they look bad against the Blazers because he was bad in the first half when he got it going. They turned it around, so they play through him. If his shot is on, they'll be in the game. If not, instead of being only down four like they were against the Blazers, they'll probably be down like 15, and they're likely not coming back. So because of the absence of Alpi and Cam Whitmore, there's a lack of offense if Jalen's not making shots.
Tomorrow's show is going to be talking about hopefully a Rockets win and one step closer to making the play-in. It's going to be about the Cougars getting ready to crank it up for a chance to go to the Final Four, and about Astros opening day.
How about that?
Tomorrow's the show.
Yeah. And you could join Gallant and Paul George and the Killer Bees over at the Decoy tomorrow. No,
Paul George will not be leaving the Clippers to join them. It's
Joe George.
It's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
Joe George and Paul George, whatever.
They're different people.
Not really.
Yeah, they are. One's a 6'8". Yeah,
okay, if you put Paul George next to Joe George, would you be able to tell the difference?
Yes.
I would, but I know what Joe George looks
like. But I'm into sports, so I would get it. I could see that they're different guys. I get
what
you're
saying. They almost look identical. Twins.
You have a nickname for Paul like you have for Joe?
Joe. Yeah.
What?
Time to take a glance. You, my friend.
Oh, soft-ass Lance. I mean, soft-ass John.
Time to talk about Champion Energy. Look, if you're looking for the best way to get your electricity, all you need to do, my friends, is go to champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560. It is the place to get your electricity on. It's the best. It is the best. I've been doing it forever, and right now you can get it. It's fantastic because when your contract is up with Champion, they're going to tell you, and they're going to say, we got a better rate for you. All you need to do right now is go to champion.energy/1560. Save money. Stop with whatever electricity company you're with, and let's go. champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Unbelievable. I have to start the show because John intentionally took a huge bite of this gargantuan. brunch sandwich. It's spicy. It's sweet. It's salty. We've got all of the.
It's got it all.
It's got it all.
Delicious. A spicy chicken.
Egg. Biscuits and gravy. You got a hot honey. You got a chicken in there.
Bacon.
Potatoes.
What did Chef not put in here?
Yeah. I mean, Chef just said, he started pouring it all on. I'm like, whoa, Chef. You're crazy. You're a crazy man.
But now you're putting it all back together.
This is great. Where do you get this?
Union Kitchens. All the Union Kitchens brunch. We are opening earlier now at 9 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday. We started doing brunch on Friday. You can get this Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
We're doing Friday brunch?
Yep.
Wow. Friday,
it's because so many people are working from home. You know, you're working from home. They've got these shift schedules, so people are off on Friday.
What time are you open Friday?
11 o'clock. We open at 11, but we serve brunch all the way to 2 o'clock.
I got you.
And we have our regular menu also.
So we can get there. I'm trying to make
10 the new lunchtime. John and I get off early, so we want 10 to be, like, I know all the restaurants around here that open at 10. And so you ought to have at least one, but you don't have what's the closest union here?
Probably Memorial. Mm-hmm. Memorial area. Ella, maybe you're right here off of 610.
Oh, no, 610.
It might be the Ella location over there in Garden Oaks.
Yeah, absolutely. How's the wine bar going?
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Vine Memorial. We opened about a month ago. We've been doing tastings every Tuesday and every Thursday. We've got the wine club fired up. We do retail, which is absolutely fantastic. We're beating people's prices all over town.
This is what I did. I didn't realize that your prices are lower than specs on a lot of the stuff.
They are.
I don't know if listeners recognize, if they're big wine buyers, but they can actually get better prices from you on a lot of these bottles and specs.
Right, but and not a lot of bars that you can go into and walk out with bottles.
That's different. That's what we're trying to educate our customer on, our guest, is you can come in, you can get a glass of wine, you can walk around and go shopping with a glass of wine. You know, fill up a six pack, fill up a case. We'll take it out to the car for you. I mean, we're trying to be that old school wine shop, you know, type location.
And yet, it's a great atmosphere to go and have, you know, your wine after work.
Well, you can have a glass and decide if you like it. And then, if you want, you don't have to. You can buy a bottle or you can buy a case,
or you can sit there all night and drink.
Yeah,
one of the two.
Yeah, absolutely. Please come do that.
You can do both.
Thursday night is steak night. We're doing live music. We've just got a lot of really positive things going on over there. Ian Devereaux owns a winery in Napa Valley. He's coming in on the 25th of April, and we're going to do a six-course wine pairing with him.
Oh, that's great.
On location. So we're excited.
So you talked about Camus, which is one of my favorite reds. You got Camus prices that are
$80, man. $80 for the liter, not for the 750. $80 for a liter.
I mean, and it's a really quality wine. It's a very good wine.
And we just got the new California appellation, which is a really good wine. Also, we've got a bunch of the sister wines that the family makes. We've got a good selection of just about everything.
So it's a full restaurant on top of being a wine bar.
Yeah, absolutely. We do charcuterie boards if you want to come in and just kind of snack. We do steaks, we do salads, we've got a great
steaks
salmon
on a regular
salad.
Basis?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
we do
really?
We do steak Thursday, night steak on Thursday.
I knew steak night, but
so we discount it, but you can get a steak anytime you come in there.
Anytime.
You can get queso with sliced ribeye on top of it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, so you've taken that. How much do you have crossover between your restaurants where your wine and then your food? How much is that crossing over in terms of what you offer at let's say Union or Passarella's or Jack's or anything like that? Is any of that crossover into your, or do you have a completely different menu?
We try to do a completely different menu. We try to do completely different products so that when you go to, say, Passarella and you have the Wagyu meatball, it's completely different than what we're doing over at, the mac and cheese, for instance, the lobster mac and cheese at Passarella is completely different than the truffle mac and cheese that we do over at Union. So we want people to have a different dining experience, and we get to sample around with a lot of different products.
That's smart. A lot of people don't know, maybe you've never heard you on the air, you're a former defensive lineman at Purdue.
Purdue University, yes, sir. Boiler up.
Yeah.
What do you think about your shot?
Hey, I tell you what, I had PTSD from last year losing to the 16 seed. Yeah. So the fact that we just beat Utah by, 35 points, 37 points made me absolutely smile. We're into the Sweet 16 for, I think, the fifth time in the last 7 years. So we're used to being here. can we make it to the Elite Eight, to the Final Four? You know, we were ranked number one, number two, the majority of the season. So the talent's there. So I think, I think yes. Plus, I'm a hometown. You know, I'm a hometown guy. Yeah. So I'm cheering for U of H too. I'd love to see U of H and Purdue in the Final Four.
So you, a lot of times, you've got some great tickets at different sporting events. And do you still have your Rocket seats?
Oh yes, yes sir.
Really good seats for the Rockets. How much are you enjoying it this year?
So, you know, the first half of the season was kind of up and down, not so great. Right. And then all of a sudden, you know, we've won nine in a row. Uh-huh. We're a half a game out of the play-in tournament. We've got Golden State coming to town, I think, on the 4th.
Right.
These guys are so energetic. And I don't know if I'm sure you've probably seen this. I think 3 out of the last 4 home games, there was a fight.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And while that doesn't sound, you know, it's not hockey, for God's sakes, it shows that these guys have fight in them. They're young, and it's the veterans are the ones that are getting out there protecting the younger guys when they get smacked around a little
bit. Did you see you watched, I mean, you've had these tickets for a little while, so you watched the other version of the Rockets. How different does it look to you? Some of them are the exact same players, but how different does it look for you courtside when you watch this team from what they were and maybe the head coach, just the entire package, to what you get in a game experience now?
I would say the biggest difference that I've seen being that close is Udoka. It's the head coach.
Yeah.
He is in their ear. He is coaching them all the time. Plus, you've got a couple guys like Dylan Brooks. You got some of these senior guys who come in, Van Vliet. They are coaching the guys up every single time they're up and down the court. They are in these guys' ears. And the young guys 2 years ago.
You know, I see that on TV, by the way, where you're courtside, you can see everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you hear it.
Well, just
you hear it. You hear what they're saying.
Really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they are coaching them up, and they are not being sweethearts to each other. They are literally getting up in their business, telling them, you should be doing this. I cannot believe you let that guy go over the top of you. I can't, you know, you screwed this up. This is the wheel offense. You should have been in the corner to get ready to take the three. Like, they are all up in them, but they love it. 2 years ago, they turn around and walk away from each other.
Yeah.
You know, the head coach would go over and sit down on the bench, and he'd barely even tap them on the knee. This year, there's energy, there's excitement. These guys are defending each other. They actually seem to like each other.
Uh-huh.
So I'm big time pumped. I don't know. You know, I hope we can beat Golden State. I hope we can get into the play-in tournament this year. But that's the least of my concerns.
So
it's seeing these guys getting primed up for next year. I think they're good, just going to continue to get better.
This year, heck, I mean, they're playing hard to get there. I love it. I love the competition. This is the first time they've been over 500 in the second half of the season since James Harden was here. That is – it's incredible to see the difference with Ime. You're absolutely right. It's all it's Ime. Now, they do have better players. There's no question about that. But even with the players that they had last year, Ime would have been coaching them up a hell of a lot more.
Steven Silas, completely different. Yep.
He just wasn't the guy.
No energy. No energy. You'd see him on the sideline, and he has his shoulders kind of slumped down, and he just wasn't. He wasn't the field or the field coach. He wasn't out there getting all up in their business.
Paul Miller.
Not everyone's made for that, though.
Yeah. Paul Miller, Passarella, Union Kitchen, Jack's Grill, Vine Bar, all of them hugely successful. We go to Passarella's.
Yeah, down in Washington. Well, yeah,
now,
love to see you.
Now I can go to Vine Bar because Easter's coming up on Sunday.
Yep.
So I can start drinking again.
Yeah, make a reservation. Yeah. Make a reservation on Sunday. We got a great brunch.
You do?
Yeah,
for Easter Sunday.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
we've got a special menu that we're serving both Saturday and Sunday. It's awesome. Reservations are filling up. I love it. You know, the economy seems to be doing better. The stock market's making a bit of a comeback. People are going out again. The rodeo's over. 2.7 million people going to the rodeo that were not going to restaurants. Now they're going back to restaurants.
Yeah.
So this is just a great
people
time.
People in restaurants say they get killed during rodeo.
It's awful.
Yeah.
You know, it's 75,000 volunteers, which is not included in the 2.7 million, you know, people that went through the gate. So you've got all those people that are going to the rodeo to watch the rodeo, to listen to the concerts, but they're eating out there. Like, they get their early, so all the restaurants in town lose that business.
Just serve funnel cakes and corn dogs. You'll be fine.
I know, right?
Well, except Beebe's, who had the restaurant in there, the big restaurant in there.
I ate there a couple times, and man, it's just packed.
Yeah.
It was packed.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
It's like no rest.
You can't. It's illegal to put as many people as they put into that thing. It's incredible. All right, Paul Miller, congratulations for continued success. And get on over to one of his restaurants, Union Kitchen, Passarella's, Jack's Grill, or the Vine Bar, where you're going to get better prices. Camus, $80 for
a full liter.
A full liter.
Yes, sir.
That is an incredible price, people. So get on over there, shop while you drink, or just go and drink and eat there.
Yeah.
That's great. A great concept, by the way. We got to take a break here. Lance, right now, at this point in your life, while you're eating that,
you better buy me some time like I did for
you. You need to, at this point in your life, there's tequila that should be talked about in your life at this point.
Yes. You know how to wash this sandwich down great? A big glass of tequila. So listen, let me tell you about Maestro de Bell. Maestro de Bell is a top flight tequila made in Tequila, Mexico. And we're talking about 11 generations of tequila makers in Tequila, Mexico. They've really perfected the distilling process. They've really perfected the entire thing. They understand how to create a unique, smooth tequila. And there's a varieties to choose from. Reposado, there's Añejo, there's Cristalino. They started Cristalino. It's three different tequilas, charcoal filtered and aged to perfection. And with all these tequilas, it's a smooth finish, but you know, there's just a hint of sweetness for some of the different tequilas on the finish and the back end. And that's what you love. That's what you love to see when you're trying to be a tequila sipper. If you want somebody, if you want to have the opportunity to really enjoy a tequila, enjoy all the notes of the tequila and sip it, this is the perfect tequila for you. But their silver and their smoked silver are fantastic for your cocktails and your margaritas. So whether you are a huge tequila fan or you're someone who wants to try it out for yourself and just see what the difference looks like with a great tequila like Maestro de Bell, stop in wherever fine liquors are sold and you'll find it. Maestro de Bell.
ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Shrinkflation has hit us all. Right? Charging the same amount for a bag of chips when you have like four chips in it now, right? It's been going on. Heinz says we print on their pork and beans on their cans of beans. We print on the can how many beans are in there. Even though we're charging the same that we used to charge when there were more beans in there, we're actually transparent. Are they transparent because they're putting the number of beans on?
That's the definition of transparency.
Well, it really is that you're being... No, it's not. Okay, nobody it's reads not. How many beans are in the can.
Well, I didn't know it was on there, but if they put it on there, then...
Well, you didn't know it was on there because no one ticket? Knows that.
Do you read the back of your ticket to see what you're responsible for at a game?
Nope. Do you click on a website when you know that and you have to accept? Cookies? You just hit accept?
Yeah, I hit accept cookies, yeah.
Or do you sign papers when you just had to hit accept?
Just scroll down and click the boxes.
Yes, I do that all the time. We all do that. But how about being more transparent? There are fewer beans in this now, okay? Let's be, if we're going to be right. How about putting the same amount of beans in it, actually?
Are there really less beans? Why would you do that? Just raise the prices cheaper, whenever you have to.
Because you make more money.
No, then you have to keep your prices set at the same amount.
They did. It's the same amount, but they have fewer beans in it now.
I guess that's one way to do it. Hey, you guys don't want to pay more? We got you the same price.
So you don't believe... Do you believe Shohei?
not everything he says, no.
A British museum is suing a former curator... It says stole 1,800 items and tried to sell them. If you're a museum, how in the world are you missing 1,800?
Sue,
that's prison. That's prison time.
Whatever British people call their prisons.
Prison, I think.
Do they even have prisons? I never hear about British prisons.
How could he steal 1,800.
It's probably called like, oh, we're going to send you to the lolly. They probably call it the lolly something like that. But
something like that.
Yeah, I don't know how you get past 8.
Yeah.
How do you get past 4?
18 100.
Hey, where's that sculpture? Wasn't there a sculpture here?
Yeah. Oh.
Same old guy.
Hey, weren't there 1,800?
1,800.
Right.
And now they're trying to sue him.
Well, that's kind of like these businesses. This last quarter, we lost $17 billion. Wait a minute. When it was at about 400,000, didn't you guys think we should change something?
Yeah.
How did you lose $17 billion this quarter?
I know.
At some point, you have to go, wait a minute. Everest climbers are going to have to... I don't think we did this before. They have to take their poop away with them. Apparently, yeah, Nepal is trying to address the growing waste problem. All the people that are climbing Mount Everest are just leaving poop up there.
That's
do you want to go up there and bring your poop down?
Well, I don't want to go up there, so.
Yeah, you like to hike. You love to hike with your family.
I like flat hikes. My wife likes to climb miles. Like, that's what she wants to do. Oh, don't worry. She said she's going to go up Mount Everest at some point. It's one of her goals.
Oh, good.
I'm like, well, count me out.
No, I'm out.
She's like, I never thought you would go.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, at least we know each other. And don't forget to pick your poop up as you go.
Wash. Yeah, please. Yeah. If you're going to drop a deuce.
Hey, Nepal's not here for you. Nepal's not your personal bathroom.
Hey, this ain't San Francisco.
Okay? Yeah.
We ain't just dropping deuces out there.
Your thoughts on your significant other if you know she spent days upon weeks carrying her poop around with her?
Didn't you see a poop dropper here locally?
Like, no. If I told you...
It changes
you,
my opinion of people who pick up their dog's poop.
So
you're gross.
So what if you knew, whatever the circumstances or the laws were, that your significant other had to carry their poop around with them for a couple weeks? How do you feel about them?
Not great.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, not great.
It's not good.
And you got to put the toilet paper in there and everything. Yeah, you got to look at it all the time.
Like, keep a little mystery. Don't tell me that.
Hold on. Did you really just come out against people picking up their poo when they dump in other people's yards?
It's in Mount Everest. The snow will cover it.
The dogs.
Oh, the dogs? No. I don't want to pick up any dog poop.
I know you don't, but you don't have a dog.
I feel different about you. Go wash your hands.
Is it okay if a dog comes and craps in your yard and they don't pick it up?
No, I want them to pick it up. I just feel differently about you. Okay?
If they pick it up?
Yeah.
Well, they want you to respect them, so they're going to leave it there for you.
Think about it, Lance. 2 weeks of Nicole carrying her own poop around. How do you feel about it?
I don't care. She's gone the whole time. Wash your hands. We'll move on to the next day.
He don't care. As long as she's gone. But she's taking the kids with her, though, right?
No, that's the problem. No, you stay. Send the kids to climb mountains.
Oh, my.
I like her. It's the kids that are on my nerves right now.
Washington, the state of Washington, has signed into law the Stripper's Bill of Rights. Do you guys think strippers should have a Bill of Rights?
Yes, but
can you tell us some of the... What does it mean?
Strippers are workers. They should be given the same rights and protections as any other labor force. If they are employed, they deserve the safeguards of workers entitled to. The new law requires training for employees and establishments to prevent sexual harassment, identify and report human trafficking, de-escalate conflict, and provide first aid.
Those seem reasonable.
Yeah. It also mandates security workers on site, keypad codes, and dressing rooms and panic buttons in places where entertainers may be alone with customers. Panic button? Yeah.
Hit the button.
Anytime you gotta have a panic button.
Maybe if a panic button for the customer.
What do you
mean? God, this is not what I thought it was.
Then just get out.
Then just walk away. No.
By the way, I've seen on some of my, on some of those sites that John has had me watching, I've seen some of those where, like, stripper fights. Woo! Where it's in the dressing room themselves, you have two strippers fighting. It gets rough in there. We need some de-escalation.
The law also limits the fees owners can charge, capping them at $150 or 30% of the amount dancers make during their shift.
Good.
Yeah, no more pimping. I mean, the workers got to make more than the owner.
Well, there's actually...
They only get 30% of the dancers' money.
You do know there's pimps who send their girls into work and they have to come back and pay a certain
amount. That's right.
But yeah, there's a payout you have to reach before you make money.
Well, pimps get if not all of the money from the from the prostitutes.
But
they can only take 30%
now. But the owner can the payout can only reach a certain amount.
Yeah.
because this is
$150 or 30%.
This sounds more like unionizing than a Bill of Rights.
Yeah, it's a Bill of Rights.
This is a union. This is union. Has this been collectively bargained with strip club owners?
I don't think so. No, I think that
they're going to say, "Beat it. We're not unionizing this strip club."
It's not unionized. It's a law. So they got no choice. They didn't ask them what they wanted. They didn't ask the owners what they wanted. They just made it into the law.
Has it passed?
Tennessee, yeah, it's a law now. Tennessee man suffers from rare demonic face syndrome that distorts people's faces. I think I got this. I think a lot of people look really, really bad. Look at this. This is what people look like to this guy. A regular person, they look like they have demonic faces. Do you feel like...
Wait. So, it's not where somebody else's face is. You see them that way.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That is scary.
Yeah. If somebody sees you that way, that's where people start to do wild attacks.
Yeah. I mean, Dal, you probably saw that when you were working as a carny.
No.
You didn't?
When I look at you.
That's what you see?
Yeah. The devil? I don't even know what picture you're showing to Lance. But when I look at you, I think evil. Bad person.
A new study says a dark mirror parallel universe may exist right alongside ours.
Really? Is it called Dark Mirror? You mean the upside down? That's basically straight out of Stranger Things.
It absolutely could be. You don't think that there's a parallel universe where you're a good person with no children?
No. Okay. I can't imagine that.
Okay.
I've had kids since I was...
Well, that's a parallel universe.
No. Where's this parallel universe? And how do I get there?
Boxing superstar Ryan Garcia is offering women free boob jobs and Brazilian butt lifts. Absolutely free.
For what?
He's running for president. Is this a way you could run for president?
Well, you're not going to get
it. He says, I'm giving out free BBLs and boob jobs. Hit me up. No weird stuff. Just out here supporting. No disrespect. I respect all women. I love and support all women in the world. I'm just getting a lot of requests in my DMs, so I decided to go full support mode. Who's with me? RG for president. Is this a way you could win the presidency?
No.
I think men and women would vote for you.
You are not going to. You'll get the vote for thought from thoughts, but you're not going to get... No, you're not going to...
Men
not,
will love that you did that.
Men aren't voting for somebody who just does that.
No, oh, yeah.
No, you'll get your vote.
Well, he'll get... No, most guys will go... Thank you for paying for that for me. I appreciate it. I'll vote for you.
Most guys aren't married to that or dating that.
Well, they want to be.
Just say, can you just tell us I'm voting for Ryan Garcia and just keep it there?
I'm voting for him for president. Okay. He's better than the other candidates anyway. All right. We are done, but you first need to talk about Craig DeSerf.
Good. Craig DeSerf is Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. I shouldn't say that because he doesn't consider that the case. I mean, I consider it the case. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I had something done to my vehicle. I had a loaner vehicle. I didn't have time to go in. They had to come out. They brought my car out to me. We switched out that way. That's pretty much their standard customer service, if need be. Now, a lot of times when you go have your service done, you may drive out there. Maybe you get a loaner car. Maybe your work is done at that point when you're making, you know, when you're just getting your standard maintenance done at 15,000 miles or whatever. But I can tell you this, customer service cannot be touched. They are the absolute best. And here's another thing for you. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC go out of their way to find the very best trade-in value and dealer incentives that you can find. So every time you're looking at a vehicle, every time, and I don't care what vehicle it is, the lowest price you're going to find is going to be at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC because they are out here trying to find the best deals, the best terms, so that you're happy, so that you tell other people, and you're the best advertisement, your happiness. So it's 42 minutes away from downtown, a little longer drive, but it also saves you thousands of dollars. Don't miss out on Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Start the car buying experience at LanceZCars.com.
Voted Rate Rule.
You're listening to ESPN.